Appreciative Inquiry, A Positive Revolution for Change. Authors, David L. Cooper Writer, Diana Whitney. Appreciative Inquiry, or AI, is a new model of change management, uniquely suited to the values, beliefs, and business challenges facing managers and leaders today. It is a process for large-scale change management that can enable you to engage and inspire your highly diverse and dispersed workforce, to involve customers and other stakeholders in the future of your business, to discover and extend your business strengths and strategic advantages, and to balance outstanding financial returns with heightened societal contributions. It proposes quite bluntly that organizations are not, at their core, problems to be solved. Just the opposite. Every organization was created as a solution designed in its own time to meet a challenge or satisfy a need of society. Even more fundamentally, organizations are centers of vital connections and life-giving potentials. Founded upon this life-centric view of organizations, AI offers a positive strength-based approach to organizations' development and change management. What is appreciative inquiry? Although appreciative inquiry can be described in many ways as a philosophy and methodology for change leadership, it has a practice-oriented definition. Appreciative inquiry is the cooperative, co-evolutionary search for the best in people, the organizations, and the world around them. It involves systematic discovery of what gives life to an organization or a community when it's most effective and most capable in economic, ecological, and human terms. AI assumes that every organization and community has many untapped and rich accounts of the positive aspects of the past, present, and future capacities. Human systems grow in the direction of what they persistently ask questions about. And this propensity is strongest and most sustainable when the means and ends of inquiry are positively correlated. The single most important action a group can take to liberate the human spirit and consciously construct a better future is to make the positive core the common and explicit property of all. A working definition of positive change. In everything it does, AI deliberately seeks to work from accounts of the positive core. This shift from problem analysis to positive core analysis is at the heart of positive change. In the old paradigm, change begins with a clear definition of the problem. With AI, change begins with broad and rigorous organizational discovery and analysis of the positive core, which we sometimes call the root cause of success analysis. The Appreciative Inquiry 4D Cycle. AI is a cycle of activity that starts by engaging all members of an organization or community in a broad set of interviews and deep dialogues about strengths, resources, and capabilities. It then moves people through a series of activities focused on envisioning bold possibilities and lifting up the most life-centric dreams for the future. From there, it asks people to discuss and craft propositions that will guide their future together. And finally, it involves the formation of teams to carry out the work needed to realize the new dream and designs for the future. This process is called the Appreciative Inquiry 4D Cycle. The four key phrases of an appreciative inquiry process are discovery, mobilizing the whole system by engaging all stakeholders in the articulation of strengths and best practices. For example, identifying the best of what has been and what is. Dream. Creating a clear result-oriented vision in relation to discovered potentials and in relation to questions of higher purpose, such as, what is the world calling us to become? Design. Creating possibility propositions of the ideal organization. Articulating an organization design that people feel is capable of drawing upon and magnifying the positive core to realize the newly expressed dream. Destiny. Strengthening the affirmative capability of the whole system, enabling it to build hope and sustain momentum for ongoing positive change and high performance. At the center of the cycle is the affirmative topic choice. It is the starting point and most strategic aspect of any AI process. Selecting affirmative topics is an opportunity for members of an organization to set a strategic course for the future. AI topics become an organization agenda for learning, knowledge sharing, and action. The selected topics set the stage for the 4D process that follows. They get written into questions that are the basis for discovery interviews. They serve as seeds for the dreams phase, and as arenas for crafting design propositions and taking action in the destiny phase. Conditions for success. Freedom to be known in relationship. AI creates a context in which people are free to be known in relationship. Human identity forms and evolves in relationships. Yet all too often in work settings, people are related to as their role rather than as a human being. AI interrupts the cycle of depersonalization that masks people's sense of being and belonging. It offers people the chance to truly know one another, both as unique individuals and as a part of the web of relationships. Freedom to be heard. AI makes a space in which people are free to be heard. A person can listen without truly hearing or getting to know the other. Being heard, on the other hand, requires someone to listen with sincere curiosity, empathy, and compassion. It requires an openness to know and understand another person's story. Freedom to dream in community. AI opens the opportunity for people to be free to dream in community. In today's complex world, visionary leadership means unleashing the dreams of people at all levels of the organization. It means creating organizations as safe places where large, diverse groups of people dream and share their dreams in dialogue with one another. Freedom to choose to contribute. AI establishes an environment where people are free to choose to contribute. Work can separate us from what matters most to us, or it can provide a forum for enacting and realizing our deepest calling. Freedom of choice liberates power, but it also leads to commitment and a hunger for learning. When people choose to do a project and to commit others to do it, they get creative and determined. They will do whatever it takes and learn whatever is needed to do the job. Freedom to act with support. AI provides the context for people to be free to act with support. To act with support is the quintessential act of positive interdependence. When people know that large numbers of people care about their work and are anxious to cooperate, they feel safe to experiment, innovate, and learn. In other words, whole system support stimulates people to take on challenges and draws people into acts of cooperation that bring forth their best. Freedom to be positive. AI opens the way for people to be free to be positive. In organizations today, it's simply not the norm to have fun, be happy, or be positive. A long-term employee of an organization, mired in deficit discourage, shared the following with dismay. "I have ulcers because of this negative thinking and talking. Every day, I come to work and hear nothing but complaints and criticism and blaming. I hate coming to work." AI works because it unleashed all of the six freedoms over the course of just one complete 4D cycle. It creates a surge of power and energy that, once liberated, won't be contained again. A supervisor at a big organization once said, "As people tried and got results, they gained confidence." That led to 5 times as much input and the desire to get more involved. In short, through the liberation of power, AI creates a self-perpetuating momentum for positive change, i.e., a positive revolution. AI is the beginning of an adventure. The urge and call to the positive revolution has been sounded by many people and many organizations, and it will take many more to fully explore the vast vistas that are now appearing on the horizon.